Well, we're going back to the National Maternity Hospital now, and the Social Democrats plan to bring a motion before the Dáil calling for the new hospital to be in full public ownership. This follows fresh controversy over the status of the site beside St Vincent's Hospital at Elm Park, where the maternity hospital has long been planned. Social Democrats co-leader Catherine Murphy is on the line. Welcome to the programme.
Hi, Carol.
Now, there's been so much discussion about this in recent days and, in fact, over many years now. You heard the Taoiseach perhaps saying there a few minutes ago that the hospital will be publicly owned and will be clinically independent and that that's agreed by everyone. Are you reassured by that?
I'm not reassured, but that is absolutely what needs to happen. Essentially, the ownership of the site is the critical issue, and not just the ownership of the site, but the governance of the site. This hospital has to be secular, and you know, and it has to be governed, where you will have, for example, staff and you know, expertise, and you know, on the board, but that there won't be a religious ethos.
So, what do you want the Minister for Health to do now?
Well, first of all, the nuns did say a few years ago that they were prepared to gift the site. What they have done is they've gifted the site to a holding company. That needs to change. And now that they've said they were never formally approached, it suggests that they would now be open to an approach. And that is the very first thing that needs to happen, is that an approach is made immediately in relation to the offer of gifting the site. In the event that that doesn't transpire to be on the table, the state then requires to make an offer to purchase the site. But the ownership of this site is critically important. It's also critically important that we safeguard the investment of the state. If we're going to be spending $800 million, which is, you know, an escalation on what was the original estimate, a significant escalation, if we're going to be spending that money, we have to protect the investment that the state will be making as well. But it's critically important that the site is owned.
Now, if it cannot be purchased outright or gifted, perhaps it's already in the charity and can't be taken back out of that charity, do you believe the government should walk away at this stage, or is that just not an option?
Well, I mean, the ideal is to have the National Maternity Hospital co-located with a, you know, to note it with an acute hospital. And that was where, that's why this site was selected. That is the ideal. And I think that, you know, the CPO is still another option after that. That is not ideal. And it certainly could add and certainly won't add to the delays. And I've got to say, I was furious when I heard the Taoiseach talking about others wanting to delay this. I mean, this has been proposed since 2013. There's been four ministers of health, including themselves, since then. So if there's been delays, you know, really they should look to themselves. But, you know, that is of the past. But at the end of the day, we have to do what is going to produce the best possible outcome in terms of a healthcare offering for women and new babies. And the ideal is to have it located on this site. But if it's a question that the ideal is not going to be available, moving to a different location would be a last resort. But if it's the last resort, that last resort will be very much determined by those who currently own the site at the moment. And I think that would be hugely regrettable, given, you know, all that has transpired in the past.
OK, Catherine Murphy, co-leader of the Social Democrats, we leave it there for now.